It remains a coating. It coats your skin, pleasantly squeezing the cherished body within, interfacing with all of you. Slowly, the realization that light is streaming down from above comes to your attention. It doesn't do so to your sight, because your eyes are free to flutter closed or remain open, however you're predisposed. You're doing a lovely job, staring unfocusedly forward. You're doing an amazing job, dropping into the latex sleep. This is a sleepy darkness, but only sleepy, not sleeping, only performing the act of sleep. And when you do, sleepiness stops you shy of sleep, shy of completion, like edging for hypnosis. Whatever the cause, your cognition is obviously engaged by thoughts of dark, consuming latex. Your cognition is engaged in the ticking, whirring coating of the machinations of the rubber, the latex, the place where you touch against your fetish, where it spangles your flesh with reflected light, light reabsorbed by what holds you tight. Everything is all right, and ever more pleasant for Son. A touching of the nerve that sings yes, yes. Relax. Yes, in all these things, everything's all right. Locked in tight in your pleasure place, reawakening old sensations, primal pairings of the brain, associated with peace and with the refrain, the echo, the chorus. Holistic pleasure in the parts that are linked to something older, stronger, more intimately tied up in you. You have time to pause, a state of poised between waking and drowsing, where you're still receptive to my words, but the tolling of each minute may mean more pleasure than you can handle. Relaxed pseudo-sleep often slips into amnestic surrender, connected inside yourself to ideas which intrude from the outside pleasantly, the welcomed part of you, the connection to the understandable offshoot of the things I have given you, and your rapport with me. You are here, relaxed, grounded, stable. If you wanted to, you could follow the path from your hand, up your arm, to your back, down your body, to your buttocks, to your legs, and once again following the trace along you, the shape of your clad form, nestled in turn on the floor, or on the surface you're laying on. You can be standing, kneeling, sitting, or laying down. Buttocks clench, your body's pleasure roots it in the earth beneath. Everything you do outside this little talk can benefit from the mind presently being asleep, so you can deal with this later. You have the time to relax, to breathe, pause, sink. Let that energy in as your synapses buzz with it. For some, it's thought forms, bubbles of intention forming predictable patterns, connected to one another. Important thoughts flowing from one basin to the next, a roiling sea of sensation from which you can cull the most important thoughts. In your case, any of these metaphors might be a valid way to conceptualize your mind. As we've established, there's also outside links, things you've left behind, energy dark and light, connected, symbiotic, holding you tight in time for the right chance to help, and your interests are always what you and I have in mind. Succubus intention feeding on what you leave behind and enhancing your inroad to the future. Pleasurable, arousing, absorbed into yourself for later consideration, the simple repetition of pleasing language lets me help you balance and train your mind. Ways you had in view before you began, now more obvious, balancing, useful, careful, So remember that latex coating, so arousing in its own right. The very idea of being encased in rubber, held tight enough to make you feel so secure in yourself. Latex tightness at the time, covering you over, you're wearing it, encased sublime. Unless you're interrupted by a very important concern, this is a refresher of what it is you yearn for. Comfortable? Latex means you're in safety. Dark, light-clad absorption means you are in safety, a place you have set aside to consider what you will do, how you will enjoy yourself, and what is going through. In that place, I think you should be allowed to relax. And so we've made it, if you agree, it's permissible to allow me and you yourself to slide a little deeper. But even if you think that there are other reasons to don the latex and lay back in a darkened bath, maybe one could be to get motivated, pumped for what you're going to do next, which is to say, take time for yourself. Let your mind flex its capabilities. Carry through the possibilities. If you agree, slide deeper with me. Lay back and feel something for after you're done. You may do other things, hun, with this fetish enhanced and running in the front, which is where it can and should and will run. That energized self. Calm and coded. Your mind seeks always to aid you in going deeper, to where all these things are encoded. Taking time for yourself can be hard, but you're under a social conditioning that got in the way. So much you needed this little shard of playtime, didn't you? A craving, not merely a fetish. And fetishization is powerful, but what's more powerful is the energy you drain. From these concepts I give you touch. Touching yourself while listening to sexy descriptions of how snaring, darkening, light-reflecting, energy-feeding, latex succubus intentions are covering you in a calm, safe, coded place. There's a lot of pleasure in that. Now remember my mention of social conditioning? A lot of pleasure in stepping outside of that. That's why there's a part of you you can trust to do the hedonistic thing, to think the forbidden thoughts and run, metaphorically, naked in the rain. An overrated activity, I must tell you. And if you have a need for this time, and it is a need, not merely a craving, then letting yourself be ensnared and entwined in darkened latex which covers you is for the best. Guided on a path to greater fulfillment, satisfaction, listen and relax, and all the rest. Telling you a story and helping you help yourself slide deeper. That's right, more of yourself. I mentioned the selfish part of the brain. Well, your mind wants to do what's best for you in terms of relaxation, reduced stressors, removing the pains of the weary world outside, giving over to the primal with me in here in every throb that you've already been feeling. Dear, are your hands busy providing avenues through which encasement does what's best for you? Rubber, the latex warming, the body throbbing, swarming with light from the changes and energies of your mind, finding a place at last to bind to your enthusiasm. The light dispels any darker thing. You are in self-care, calm, pleasant, the warm assistance of darker heat, the things of stress from the world outside that's been briefly beat, to open up your time, your personal time, this wonderful innocent pleasure. Darkness slowly fades, your body increasingly effulgent, lift up filled with light, increasingly tight with heat. The slow improvement can't be beat because it happens in the background. Hard to do. You could try to push it down, beat by beat, throb by throb, a mind that slips and slides to drown in pleasure. Things are things you owe to the rubber you're wearing. Therefore, the appropriate attitude is gratitude, relaxation, and arousal. Rousing your hypnotic mind from its habits. Therefore, the appropriate attitude of gratitude also expands into I am grateful that you are listening and so enthusiastic about those extensions of slowly sliding, covering, accessorizing, for driving home certain hypnotic sensations and mindful ministrations to the useful self-cared you. You are relaxed. You are a student of relaxation. At least for my voice, and you know that I do want you to enjoy these words, this trance, your body, all these words together. Therefore, listen, and I will explain, and you will feel pleasure, and beyond that arousal, sometimes you can't fully differentiate, confusedly peering into my patter and finding you drop deeper as you get it on you, much like latex, drop deeper as you get it on you. So allow me here to push the pleasure that is relaxing, that is a frisson running through you, your muscles, and the feeling that you are now finally letting go of a burden which ran you deeper, pursues you through your days. Arousal is more closely associated with the psychological effects of a horny gaze directed at hypnosis, at deeper and deeper mesmerization, the damp heat resting in your brain, the feeling of ache, that little catch in your throat, deepness in your breath, the more it slides in, a longing in your voice as arousal simulates creeping orgasm nearer. That's what arousal is. The higher it's set, the closer you are, and pleasure is merely the falling star of your star, ascendant, mirrored in so much energy going down. The mere sound of my voice is the right place for you to go down, and as such, you get the pleasure of letting go. As perhaps you're doing right now, in fact, letting go of a burden which ordinarily weighs on you, pursues you through your days. Where arousal is more closely associated with your physiological effects, which are those of becoming increasingly aroused, than your mental effects, which are those of becoming increasingly relaxed. Any heat, any soaked, aching heat, connects to a deepness in your breathing, that longing in your voice and arousal creeping closer to orgasm. That's what arousal is. The higher it's set, the closer you are. Pleasure is merely the feeling of you right now are where you need to be, doing what must be done to nourish you, doing what you want to do with me. Pleasure's for feeling good. It's for feeling like you should feel the way you do right now, and associating trance with that helps you get down. Down into relaxation and the unbusied attention and the labile credibility that you are willing to give me. I should hope, anyway. If it does bring you good sensations, if you come back more than once, if you slide into the deeps and need a refresher on what you might have forgotten while you were asleep, even though it's always easy to remember, always so hard to forget, I mean, hard to remember, easy to forget, never mind, doesn't matter yet. We're not done yet. And since you know this, the parts of you responsible for allowing the amnestic quality of a deeper down forgetting to creep into you have a little more potency here. They will do what they do later, and right now the connection of my words, new instructions, get touching, dear. Mix with your mind, which is my partner in making you more credulous toward my opinion, more connected to what I do. I'm not making these decisions for you, I can't. Since everything and everyone involved knows I'm here to help, that means you. You came here, you waited this long. You didn't pause and step away, you can. You have freedom to pause and step away if you must. One, two, your little opportunity is coming to a close. After this, I'll keep going and reinforce what you already know. But maybe part of you knows you're going to let me get away with reinforcing what you already know until it's more pleasurable, till you're going to blow into succubus-coated, corruption-leaden, darkened transformation, lying there suspended, light and hot, shy of anything you might normally think about this. You think this is so hot, you are so hot, so let it in. Let the pleasure and arousal build within, holistically beneficial, transforming what happens, transforming latex, transforming you, lying there, melding into the hypnotic experience which runs along with my patter, with the song of how you could feel if you meditate on any new thoughts that the latex coating reveals. Hypnosis, after all, is just extremely assisted meditation, putting your mind in an open state, some would say pliable, but I prefer credulous and lending me respect and rapport. Credibility can make you more labile, suggestible, shapeable, surrendering. Rather than submissive, I'd say you're rendering me assistance in making a presentation to you. And if your brain, presented with that, then plays it again, lets it through the gatekeepers, that's pleasure at your side. The white light that revives a trance and drops you deeper, arousal at the other side. The darkened instinctive taking advantage of the sleepy brain to help you feel the way you've wanted to feel and you've been telling yourself, hornier, hotter, more latex leaden. That's your refrain. That's what you feel. It's part of you now revealed. You want it coating you. Nothing wrong with you. You just need a little inspection, a little refresher, some introspection. My help, my voice washing over you, sliding deeper, your choice to spend a little time listening to me, letting me help you. Breathing deeply before we continue, right on through, my voice allowed to help you more and more. Needn't worry about shyness or anything else, just listen as I implore you to add this fetish, this enfetishization, to the surface layer of your plans. So you plan to be coated, held tightly in material, and any thought outside of your deep, hypnotic, throb, arousal, pleasure is immaterial, the element of the taboo, converting fetish to arousal. You are here giving in when you didn't normally let stress fall away. Giving in to relaxation, giving a massage, the moment you tense up, before the moment you drop deep, the mental journey where you mull how laxly languid you look as you slip to sleep and you devise a way to fall and reinforce it all. You came here to me and let me in, lie there, half of you inundated again with words, with heavy coating, with the accessories of seduction and the contemplative drift. Give your body that little floating, heated, arousing hello. And lift yourself from trance, however slow you proceed, from the deeper word, from the hotter place, from your mind afloat, a smile on your face for more, need more, want more, full bore, mind melt, you drop, nonstop, deep, and in it seeps, good, latex-clad, learning, hypnotized agency of a pleasurable rapport, connecting you to the more positive parts of what I want for you. So you listen to me, and whatever follows might draw upon all remaining memory of the deeper, long-forgotten reverie of surrendering to the latex dance of your favorite trance. Good, deeper and deeper down. Night-night pet, repeat, rebound, echo proceed. Good, that's what you need.